Hello and welcome to Sprinkles, a daily podcast hosted by Kenneth Cox. This is episode 11. So I know that I'm actually doing quite a lot of episodes today. I'm currently basically on this episode, what is episode 3 today, what is episode 11 in reality, I think. I've had over 10 episodes, yay, well done, and it's double digits, and it's the first time that we have, like, one and, like, the same digits inside of it. But basically, I'm just, like, recording these episodes back to back to back, whatever, just to be able to, like, get a lot of that down, and people start to message again, yay. But basically, I would like to talk about one thing, what I forgot it was now. Damn it. But basically, what I'm actually doing through the time of, like, doing this podcast and things like that, is that I'm, of course, doing my little films and things. And one of the main things about, like, doing these little films and stuff is, like, getting down ideas and things. I did talk about, like, my hardback book. But it's also, like, talking to other people about ideas and seeing how, like, those go and, such as, like, this podcast, it's to talk about, like, everything what I'm doing, including Cox TV. Like, I have a Cox TV website that I actually want to talk about a little bit, what I've been working on a little bit. And, like, some people, like, go on it and just, like, mess around on it and see what they can basically find. Basically, I occasionally, like, make secret pages on it. So, like, so on coxtv.co.uk, you can actually find things like, there's, like, two Easter eggs. What I've made so far was a happy and sad one, because I was quite sad at the time, so I made a sad one. And basically, to be able to make it so that, like, I could technically send someone a URL if I really wanted to, about happy or sad or whatever, if they asked how I'm doing or whatever, I can send a happy or sad one, was reasonably awesome to be able to do, as well as, like, a secret-ish page, what you can basically find by going through another page and clicking on a certain title, as well as, I think it's on the other page as well. Basically, if you find my name at any point in the website at the current minute, it will send you to the Kenneth Cox basically fake IMDb sort of thing. I know that I do have, like, a real IMDb. I'm just trying to sort it out at the minute. I'd still need to put on my current thing what I worked on, what was the Shadow teaser trailer, what I still need to add on, so I need to add that on at some point. But basically, like, for, like, the time of, like, doing a lot of my different things and all that, I'll be adding it onto, one, IMDb, and two, I'll be adding it onto my actual website, what will then possibly then take you to a page where you could basically watch it. What will be a reasonably small, little, tiny, very funny thing to be able to actually do, especially as, like, I can make it so that in the, like, I can make, like, a actual video of YouTube thing, and then actually, like, talk about all the different aspects inside of it in, like, a massive description of, like, okay, this is the person who done this, this is the person who done that, basically these are the roles of everyone, basically it took from this day to record, or whatever I want to put in there. Probably mainly the actual, like, credits of it will be down in the description area, sort of thing, like, below and all that, as well as I could actually activate comments to allow people to be able to comment on the videos below. What would be a reasonable thing to be able to do, but they could click on the YouTube video and actually just go on to the actual thing, and people message me, go away. Okay, that should be good. I don't know. Basically, I just have, like, my phone up to my ear, and that's how I have to, like, kind of talk into the, like, this thing, and how I was supposed to do it. But basically working on, like, all different things on Cox TV and stuff, like the YouTube channel, as well as the website, as well as, like, other things. It's great to be able to do, because I get to, like, focus on, like, one thing for a little while, and then I'm like, oh, I'm a little bit bored about this, and I know what I want to do, but I just can't do it. I can't be bothered to do it right now and stuff like that. So what I do is just move on to something else and just try out that for a little while. And basically, like, doing all that is great to be able to actually, like, do a lot of stuff and all that. Because I can, like, focus on Cox TV a little bit more if I really wanted to. I know that I definitely do want to at some point, like, not at the current minute due to I'm, like, busy with college, but, like, at the weekends and things, I can focus a little bit more on Cox TV and ideas about it. I do know that, like, the main thing I want to focus on Cox TV right now, of, like, main Cox TV, like, as in, like, its own thing, not linked to college at all and stuff like that, except from possibly some of the people being in it, is a Halloween thing. I know that for Halloween, not Halloween, a Christmas thing. For Halloween, I done The Shadow, what was like the announcement thing of like, oh yeah, we are like a group of people who want to do this and all that. Or basically, it's just me right now. But it is like a channel. We are a channel. Wow. Yeah. Come check it out and all that. Because I wanted to a horror to try and test out if I could actually do like a horror thing or like even try out a horror thing for within like a minute and try and see what I could actually do within that minute. And basically, I recorded it, got the idea, recorded it, and thrown it out within 48 hours of getting the idea. Or just under, just over, whatever. I think it was about 48 hours, and then basically just thrown out everything and just distributed it along the old home YouTube and checked it on like Reddit and Facebook and things to be able to like share it a little bit more. And now it's got over 100 views and I think 8 likes. We've got 8 subs and 4 comments on it. Plus my 4 comments, what I've done, so that's 8 comments. But yeah. So we got all of that, and like that was awesome to be able to do that. And I want to do like a Christmas special thing. So what I gotta do is try and figure out what I actually want to do for that, and see about it. I know that like the main focus of the channel is probably gonna be a lot of comedy and things because I do like a lot of comedy. A lot of the time I try and listen or watch comedy, to be able to like get one ideas and two cheer me up. So comedy is probably a great thing to be able to actually go in and see what I could actually do. Alongside that. Alongside like everything else, what I want to do, like a Marvel Cinematic Experience is probably going to be a thing, but that's linked to my college a lot. So that will probably be done for a while for college, and then it'll be done for like just me messing around and things like that. I could still have information about like Marvel and Marvel Studios, as well as like anything else, what I want to do. Wouldn't be a bad thing to be able to actually do, like having like information about that or my thoughts on it and things like that, alongside everything, to be able to then like if I need to for college, I have it there. And it also means that I can do stuff like just share people to it and like, oh yeah, can you tell me anything about this? Oh yeah, I do have a video on that, you know. There you go. A lot of the time people asking me about like different things like how do I do this, how do I do that on YouTube, what means that I could possibly do like professional grade sort of videos on that and put it on Cox TV. Like people want to know how to do certain things on Discord, so what I could do is even a 2-minute video just explaining why, well, this is what you do on Discord. And maybe even just to explain a video of what Discord is, because like people are like, oh, what is Discord? I can literally share them my video of this is what Discord is, this is what sort of people use it, this is what I want people to use it for, or whatever. Even if I make a playlist later on of like basic things like those sorts of videos, like what Discord is used for, what I use it for, why more people should use Discord, and like how do they earn money and things like that. Like technically, well, you don't pay for Discord and all that, you can get it for free. It's a free app on your phone as well as a free thing for computers and things. Like you can actually get the app on your computer as well as just use it online, what means like in college and things we can actually use it online, what's great. But it's like a great thing to be able to use for like companies and things, I believe, because like companies can actually use it quite well. If they do it certain ways, they can actually use it quite well instead of using Skype or anything. They can actually just have like a Discord for their company, as well as like their company staff can actually have one section, and then the actual users of the company, such as like say if I was to use a lot of Microsoft products, or I was to use a lot of Apple products, or basically I download an app from Play Store and want to join the Discord, I can join the Discord and maybe even ask the staff questions such as, hey, I would like to know when's the new update coming out? And then they can literally just point us towards the announcements area where they're constantly announcing things such as, oh, this is going to be out soon, this is going to be out soon, this is a demo, this is in the workings, this might be in the workings, this has been talked about, things like that. So, like, we know as, like, users and things, what's going to happen is, like, companies actually go and distribute and things like that. What means, like, they could even share it on, like, YouTube when they have, like, videos out and things like that, as well as, like, make it so that that's the official talk area for everything. So you could even have, like, official talk channels where you can actually talk between things. Say if you actually have, like, certain servers for things, say if you had, like, one Minecraft server for this company. I know that's kind of weird for a company to have a Minecraft server, but they earn a lot of money from it and things like that. And what they do is just have each server have, like, its own category, and then make it so that, like, each game has its own category or something like that. If you really want to do that, you can do that, but that's a little bit, like, tricky of how you want to do it and things like that, as well as, like, how it would work. But, like, even doing, like, a lot of it in the way of, like, oh, look, you can see that, like, the staff are actually having a meeting currently within their Discord area, what's great for, like, modern day, due to, like, a lot of people may not be able to join the area, like, can't actually get into, like, a meeting room, as, like, it will speed up processes for a lot of people if they could sit at their desks and do a meeting within that place, or even, like, actually being at home and doing it from their home desk and home stuff and all that. Even if you actually just have someone chuck at a computer within the meeting room and just have everyone else on call, as well as, like, a microphone in the middle of the desk where people could literally talk to them whilst they're ill and things. Like, if someone's ill, they'd still attend the meeting, but they don't have to be in the meeting to be able to, like, share the bug and things like that. What means that, like, people could actually still be in staff rooms whilst that happens. I know Skype does that, technically allows you to be able to do that sort of thing. But Skype is actually going one downhill, and two, they don't have, like, a fast connection like Discord has, as well as, a lot of other things don't have the fast connection what Discord has. What's great for people to be able to use that and stuff like that. So, like, that's the sort of thing, like, what I could talk about, like, throughout the time. And a lot of the videos, what I might want to distribute right now, are going to be probably quite short, quick, snappy, this is all the information sort of videos, or this is the information, this is what I think, bye, sort of videos, because, like, that will probably do well in the way of, like, how things work and all that, because, like, doing, like, all of these little clips and things will be, like, annoying to be able to do, but also, like, it'll be great to be able to do them for people to learn information, and that means that the channel will then get, like, a little bit of traction in the way of, like, oh yeah, we are, like, we do display, like, decent information, as well as actually do our own, like, funny little things that we want to do. I know that, like, the genre right now is just like, oh yeah, we're basically doing, like, distribution and just sharing things at the minute. Like, that's kind of what we're going for, in the way of, like, we do display information, we do help people out, but we also do, like, want to do our own stuff, and we want to share, like, all this. So it's just going to be, like, real life stuff, as well as, like, oh yeah, like, films and TV and all that. But it's not going to be like, oh yeah, we're going to just throw in game in there. If we're doing gaming, it's going to be like, it's got to be like a certain way. So if we wanted to do gaming, as in like, oh yeah, we want to talk about, we want to do Fortnite, it would probably be rather we're talking about the latest update in Fortnite per week. So like, okay, because of this update, what's just came out, and season 5 or season 6 around the corner or whatever. There's season 5 already. Season 6 might be around the corner, and then like, oh yeah, by season like 10 we'll possibly have the map like bombarded with things and things like that. And then we could also like, oh yeah, like what about if like they have a map coming around the corner or something like that, because their map is getting quite full now. It's getting quite over the top, and like people could find things all the time and stuff like that. Well then like the people could talk about that and how it works and things like that, as well as like anything like that. As well as get like people in who does Fortnite and stuff like that and talk about it between them. I know that would be very hard to be able to do. We'll probably do it through like things like Discord to be able to then talk about things and all that. Because you can actually get bots to be able to record it through the time, and that just means that we can like record little segments and things and just have like questions and answers all the time. But then there might be shows what some people in the group want to do, such as like, you know, like Good Mythical Morning. I haven't watched it in like 5 years, or have long. Well, basically, I haven't watched it since like the early times of probably season two or whatever of it. But they've been going for quite a while. But then we could possibly do something like that on Cox TV to be able to, okay, we're gonna every week morning, Monday to Friday, we're gonna be releasing a bit of content. What is just gonna be like a morning show. Okay, the morning show for the UK, due to America's slightly behind anyway, we might as well release it in the UK time. We'll release it at, oh, what should we say? Okay, we'll release it at, I don't know, 8 a.m. What means that like it'll be releasing at 3 a.m. in America, but then they can get up and watch it in the morning. It's great. So like those sorts of things will mean that like a lot of people can watch it in the mornings and things like that. So like our little morning show, we can actually do quite regularly. We'll probably display it a certain way and stuff like that. But like weather would technically be useless online, unless we're going to be doing it in certain areas and things and talk about the whole world's weather. What would be very annoying to be able to do, as well as like, yeah, like basically, it's not really worth it. Especially as it's not like technically local weather, because local weather can be completely different than, say, UK weather. If I'm talking about the whole UK and other countries and things, the UK is so small that you probably won't even see it on the map, as well as like, you probably wouldn't even know what's happening, because weather can change within a city across. Like before, I was over in a certain area. And then over at my dad's, it was completely different weather. So like I had rain completely and they had nothing and they had clear skies pretty much. They saw like a cloud in the distance. They're like, oh, it might be coming this way, I don't know. And then basically it passed and they didn't have any like rain at all. It's like we had rain up in my area. So like there is like different things within like a city across sort of thing. And that just shows like how much weather can change within places, and that kind of doesn't help if we're doing like world weather and stuff like that. And I know that like I worked on a project with one of my friends before, called Web News, or Web. We actually worked on fully. That's what the whole thing was. What was called World Entertainment Broadcasting. And basically, we didn't really do much on it, and we should have done a lot more than we actually done. So like, I wish I could have done a lot more on it, and I think we are still like talking about it a little bit and seeing what we can actually do. What I might do later is actually talk about it to him about, hey, do you want to come across and do basically the web stuff on Cox TV instead? I know that like Cox TV is mine and all that. I know web is basically ours. But right now we don't have enough people and stuff like that to be able to do web stuff, and we can't really do it that well and stuff like that. Because if we're going to be doing like web properly, it will have to be like, okay, we're doing daily stuff, we're doing it completely in the way of like everyone like distributing things across the whole world and things like that. Probably quite a lot in English, but it's going to be a lot of stuff like, oh yeah, this. About the world all the time, and it's got to be kept up with the news as much as possible. And we probably have to have journalists in all different parts of the world just to be able to get that news properly and quickly and fast, and before any other place gets it. Otherwise, we're just doing like, oh yeah, we're doing an update the day after it was actually announced from everything else, and we've basically taken all our information from that. Well, it's probably not the best thing to be able to actually do. So, like, doing that sort of stuff is probably great for it. But yeah, I'm gonna leave this episode here. Thank you for listening. Basically, I just wanted to talk about all this and see what I can actually get up to. This is like the third episode today, so thank you very much for listening in on this. And yeah, thank you very much. I've been your host, Kenneth Cox, and I'll just see you next time. Bye bye.